You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Headline offers: Stephen Fletcher to score and Sunderland to win is 4-1. Jorginho Wijnaldum to score and Newcastle to win in the market at 5-1. Derek, both teams scrapping for their lives at the moment. Sunderland just 3 points, and Sam Allardyce didn't manage to get anything from his first game in charge. But there was a serious upturn for Newcastle last week. Hit 6 against Norwich at St James's Park. Sunderland, though, great record in this tie in recent years. They've won the last five Tyne Wear derbies, which is incredible, really.
You get to beat them tomorrow. You get to keep them, I think. A week after losing 6-1, Newcastle win 6-2. Just goes to show what a crazy sport tennis is. It's just mad. They scored as many goals against Norwich last week as they'd scored in 8 previous Premier League games in Newcastle. I mean, how do you predict that kind of thing? If you were a Norwich fan, at least you could keep count of Newcastle's goals on the fingers of one hand. So there was a crumb of comfort for them. The Sunderland record against Newcastle doesn't make any sense. I mean, Newcastle, well, it's a unique record Newcastle go into the match with. They're the only team in the Premier League that can't beat Sunderland. You can't back the Black Cats, because I've seen enough of them to know that they are crap. They are a crap side. And the introduction of Sam Allardyce, in my eyes, is only going to make them crapper. I'm going to go for Newcastle here, because I'm not getting overawed by what happened last week against Norwich. It was a crazy game, and you know, Norwich could easily have won that game. They lost 6-2. They could easily have won it, and they basically gift wrapped three or four goals to Newcastle. So I'm not expecting a repeat of that. You know, no Sam Allardyce side is going to ship 6. But on recent form, I mean, the Arsenal Everton game, those odds were pretty much framed on recent form. Well, on recent form here, Newcastle had to win, and you know. Come on, if you're Sunderland, you can't in a derby win 6 matches on the run against your most bitter opponents, you know, unless you're Liverpool against Everton. So it's going to be a Newcastle win, this.
At 9-5, Newcastle to win the game. Looking at the opportunity for goals here, Lee, as well, from a personal perspective, over 2.5 goals is 19-20. These two sides allowed the most shots on target by opponents this year, respectively. Yeah. They're 1 and 2 in that particular table. Sunderland, though, on the longest run without a win in the Premier League. They've gone 12 games now. They've drawn 5 and lost 7 of those. I actually can see goals here in this one, Lee. What do you reckon?
I was looking at the opposite.
Weird.
But there's no real reason to think that, other than the fact that when you watch these games, they tend to... I know there was that 3-0 at St James's Park in 2014. But they tend to be tight games. You know, they tend to be kind of nervy almost as well. And I think this one will be quite nervy. You know, neither team go into this wanting to lose. You know, no one goes into it thinking we're going to pace the other ones here. Because despite the fact that they've just, you know, scored 6, I think Newcastle will still kind of... You know, teetering a little bit. You know, there's no way that will have breathed enough confidence back into them to go to Sunderland and try and hammer them. It's very hard to put up an argument for Sunderland, isn't it? Despite that, you know, great record that they've got. You know, why is this going to be the game that they win? You know, 11-8. Another two win results make much appeal, but I do like the draw. I think it's one of those games where if we get to kind of the 60th minute mark and it's still a draw, I think both will start to settle for it as well. You know, the fans, you don't have to worry too much about the fans. They'll be so occupied baiting each other that, you know, I don't think they'll get onto the players' backs either. So I think that's one less thing that Sunderland have to worry about, because you know the crowd is on the edge of turning, even with the new manager there. And this is his first match in charge at home, remember, as well, for Big Sam. So you know there's lots going on in this match, but I think the football might come a little bit secondary and it might be a bit of a drab encounter. So I'm going to go for a draw and under 2.5 goals. I think it'll be a 0-0 or a 1-1, personally. So I'd be playing under 2.5 in answer to your original question. I know it seems daft, given what we've said, but I think, you know, both will be really on the metal, defensively strong, first and foremost here.
If you're looking at draw and under 2.5 goals, 16-5, draw and under 2.5 in the Tyne Wear Derby. Midday kickoff on Sunday.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.